Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High in studio, and we have a special guest in studio from the Coffeyville, city of Coffeyville. We have City Manager Mark Hall. Good morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Well, today we have the City of Coffeyville Commission happening tonight at 6:30. Just kind of a few things to go over. Obviously, the last one was... I guess this is the one that was supposed to be last week, but it was falling near Christmas Eve. You guys decided to postpone it until this week. So just kind of a few things going on today, right?
You bet. And we thank the public for bearing with us. Last meeting was scheduled to be on Christmas Eve, and we moved it to today. This is the last meeting of the year, and it's kind of a housekeeping meeting. The commission will make a presentation to the Edge Ministry Center and the FKHS Key Club, and that's for our cleanup program. There's also a public hearing for the 2019 amended budget. What this does is... at the end of the year, this is a housekeeping to clean up accounts, and that is a requirement not only by the state, by the federal government. And then we move on. It's a resolution and for consideration by the City Commission for an extension of the pole attachment agreement to Cox Communications. And this just allows its agreement to place attachments on our electric poles. Then we'll move to, this is our workman's compensation insurance from January 1, 2020 to December 31st, 2020. And this is with the Kansas Eastern Region Insurance Trust. And that will be for consideration by the commission. And then there will be a discussion and action to approve the 2020 cereal malt beverage license. There's been a little change this last year. It is one of those. Kansas is moving away from cereal malt beverage, and there'll just be one kind of beer instead of two. But that will be a discussion with the City Commission. And then, of course, the City Manager's Report, which it's been a good year. We've had a lot of rain this year, and I've learned more and more about Coffeyville. It is one of those that I'd like to thank the public for bearing with us as we go through change. Staff really is working hard to make Coffeyville better. We plan on doing a lot of things next year. It is one of those that the City Commission is pro-business, and hopefully as things go on, we'll have some business programs in the not-too-distant future. But I'm really excited about 2020, and I thank everyone in the public for believing in Coffeyville.
Absolutely. And of course, during any commission meeting, citizens are allowed to come up and maybe address something that's not specifically on the agenda, correct?
Yes, we welcome that. And in fact, it is. If you're needing assistance, the meeting is at 6:30. If you'll go to the east side and down its ramp to a single door, if you walk through those doors, there's an elevator, and you take that to the second floor, and that will be our City Commission room, and you're more than welcome. There is a time for comments, and I might also, this will be the last full meeting for some of the commissioners. We will have a change of elected officials, our first meeting in January. So
it's a little different than, like, say, the school board meeting, which they changed, like, in the middle of the calendar year. But the commission is basically, it's a calendar year to calendar year, correct?
Yes, that was changed many years ago. It used to be in April for city government, but the state moved that, and the elections, instead of being in March, They were moved to November and installed in January.
So probably makes it a little bit easier to figure out when, how long somebody's term is, because basically they start the calendar year and end at the whenever their term is up. But also, I think maybe it draws more people to vote during November, especially like during presidential election years.
You bet. You bet. Ours will be on the odd years, and they'll be installed on the even year, but the vote will come on the odd number of years.
All right. So, and a few more things that will be happening in the meeting tonight. Of course, you'll be going over the sales tax report for November and crime statistics for November, as well as minutes from the library and also from City Rec.
You bet. Yes. So. And we're pretty positive we see some improvement in our sales tax this year.
Absolutely. I know there's a lot of shopping out there in November and also December, which you guys will have that next time. But it's been, I mean, I remember being out a few times that lots of people out spending money, which is always a good thing. Keeping it inside the city of Coffeyville. Always, you just want to spend your money here. So
yep. It's the power of the penny.
Absolutely. So, again, I thank you very much for coming in this morning. Like you said, it's not really the biggest meeting. It's just more kind of housekeeping, getting things closed up for 2019 and your next meeting. When is your next meeting? It's the in January, obviously. But
yes, it's scheduled for the 14th.
Okay, and that's how you guys will kick off the year in 2020 on January 14th. Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming in today and talking about what you guys are up to and everything you guys do for the city of Coffeyville.
Thank you, and have a happy new year.
All right, you too as well. That was City Manager Mark Hall right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.